It was a few months ago that you, like me, might have been touched, for once, by a heartening item on the news. The lead into the story said, "A story of desperation and salvation." It centred on a young man who had been overtaken by a number of sad incidents in his relatively short life. The accumulation of the incidents, resulting in the apparent hopelessness of his situation, was the reason he found himself on Waterloo Bridge over the River Thames, about to commit suicide. Thankfully, another young man happened to be passing at that time, and seeing what he correctly discerned to be a potentially desperate situation, stopped in his tracks, then approached him. He could have done what probably droves of others had done, and just passed by. He could have said to himself, "It's nothing to do with you. Don't get involved." But thankfully he didn't. He drew nearer, engaged the man in conversation, reasoned with him, pointed out the futility of such a drastic action, and eventually he was able to help him back over the bridge to safety. What a story of desperation resulting in salvation. A few years later, they had met up again, featured in the news article. The one was so glad to renew friendship with a man who made it his business to become involved, the man who had saved him, so becoming his saviour. The other was so laid back and honest, just glad he had been at the right place at the right time, had seen the need, and chose to intervene. As I watched this story unfold on the TV news, my mind was working overtime as this true story became a recent update of the parable of the Good Samaritan. You may be familiar with this parable which Jesus told, remembering that the Samaritan is a picture of Jesus himself. The travelling Samaritan came across a Jew who had been mugged, robbed, and badly beaten up. Two religious travellers before him had seen the need, but, though knowing what their religion would have them do, neither had chosen to get involved. The Samaritan invested time, medical resources, and money into the care of this man, who eventually was restored to full health and strength. As a picture of Jesus, it reminds us that he came into the world right to where we were in response to the desperate need of mankind. These needs can be emotional, psychological, material, and so many more, all of which stem from the root problem of sin. They leave us feeling all beat up, with no resources within ourselves to turn the situation around. Our greatest need is that of the salvation of our souls, for once that problem is sorted, then the others will be overcome. To provide the answer, Jesus intervened in order that he might provide a way of salvation for each of us. To provide this, he needed to die on the cross that the price of sin might be paid. However, to receive his salvation, it is essential, like the man on the bridge, to recognize our need and then to accept the help of another, in this case Jesus, who waits patiently, wanting to become our Saviour. We can, of course, reject his offer of salvation, but the Bible challenges us by saying, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" The thought for today is, are you aware of your desperate need, and have you become aware of Jesus who wants to meet that need by becoming your Saviour? If so, then why not commit yourself completely to him, so giving another example of a story of desperation becoming a story of salvation. May the Lord bless you richly.